When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Say you, say me, say it for always. Oh, that's the way it should be. Say you, say me, say it together naturally. I had a dream.
Hey, Will. Hey, Will. Hello, Will.
Playing what?
This week, independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said he would be announcing his running mate on March 26th. The two names he mentioned as frontrunners were NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers and the 38th governor of Minnesota, Jesse Ventura. I've run the numbers, and if a certain series of cataclysmic events take place at the exact right times, in the exact right order, there is 0.034% chance that Robert F. Kennedy will win the general election and then die seconds after he's sworn in, making Jesse Ventura the president of the United States. Chad, would you please interview Will as Jesse Ventura about what he plans to do as president in a Meet the Press style segment I'm calling Jesse the Executive Body Ventura? Hail to the body!
What is happening? Jeez, I don't... All right, so, okay.
There's a 0.something% chance that Ventura becomes the actual president if he is RFK's running mate and then RFK gets shot.
And the other one's... Oh, yeah, Aaron Rodgers. Hey, you know. Yeah. Fucking weirder things have happened. Okay, why don't you tell me? Why don't you tell me? I live in the Baja.
Yeah.
I live in the Baja for 6 months out of the year. I live in Minnesota, and that's when I watch American media, American news. I don't own a cell phone. Yeah. Okay, I'm ready to go.
All right, you ready?
So you're.
Yeah, this is like Meet the Press.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. All right, go on.
Longest running TV show in American history, I think. Welcome. President Ventura.
Yes, get it straight. I'm the president. I was the governor. I used to run a jackhammer when I was a little kid. I was in Vietnam. I was a Navy SEAL. And it's good to be here. I'm very happy to
It's great to have you here. If indeed. I may, I know you're a...
And I always thought that all politicians should have to wear those NASCAR suits with their special interests on them. You know, Jimmy Johnson for the Lowe's team. He's got Lowe's. Sure. He's got Lowe's on his uniform and then all the other ones.
If I may.
A lot of them would have to have... Christ. A lot of these politicians will have to have someone else because they'll run out of
President
room.
President Ventura.
They'll have to have a subordinate on there with wearing more special interests on their suit. Go on.
Okay, so I know that you're big into... UAPs, UFOs, all kinds of conspiracies in the United States government surrounding that phenomenon. What would be your plan on day one to get the CIA to cooperate with you to release all the UFO information that we have?
Well, that's very simple. They just tax them.
Tax the CIA?
Tax the UFOs. Make the UFOs pay taxes.
I see. Then how are you going to do that? What's your plan to that?
That's for me to know and for you to find out.
I'm trying to find it out by asking you the question. Well,
I'll tell you what we should do with the CIA so that they're playing by the same rules as all of us. They should run the O course like I did in the Navy SEALs. Have you ever run the O course?
No, I have not.
Well, I was on the, I had to run the O course, of course, and I wasn't even ready for it because I had to run in the, I came straight from the A course.
Okay.
And then I was in there. I didn't have time to practice. So when I did the course, a lot of the, you know, I was doing the ropes and my drill instructor, Moy, he's still a good friend of mine. And afterwards I had these, you know, blisters balloon out and I had them fill up with, you know, water. And I had my big blisters, and he said, "Come here, what's wrong with your hands?" And I showed them I had flappers. I had my flappers out, and he looked at the flappers. He said, "Come here." I thought he was going to put, you know, some alcohol or something to back tea, and he ripped off my flappers. All right, if we get the CIA in a room and we rip off their flappers,
yeah.
I'm sure they'd be willing to part with a lot of information.
All right, let's
in
move
a
on,
debate
if I may.
They would too. They don't have the balls to debate me.
Let me ask you this:
neither does Aaron Rodgers. That pussy doesn't have the balls to debate. I'll whoop his ass like I whooped Greg Gagne's ass in 1981.
Okay. Question number two is, Mr. President Ventura.
Do you know who Greg Gagne is? His dad, Vern Gagne, owned and operated the AWA. Okay.
That's fantastic. Let me ask you this, if I may. There are a lot of presidents that, you know, had famous pets. You had Clinton had Socks the cat. George Bush Jr. had Spotty the spaniel. I think Calvin Coolidge had a raccoon named Rebecca.
I think they were all named Socks. All of them were named Socks.
All right. Would you have a pet in the White House? What kind of famous pet would you have?
Well, I'll tell you this. I don't know if you know this about me, but I live in the Baja.
I did
for
know that,
six
yeah.
months out of the year. I don't even live in the continental United States. And there's a lot. There's not as many regulations, but there's a lot of laws. And one of the laws is that the gun control, you can't just own a gun and walk around with a gun unless you've got to be damn near a government employee to have a gun, unless you're working with one of the cartels and you're a gangster. How am I going to protect myself? So I have protection dogs. I have 17 Cane Corsos.
Oh.
And I have some Rottweilers and Bull Mastiffs.
Okay, so you have a whole kennel full of these protection dogs.
But these
are
for protection. They live outside.
Okay.
It's not here like this little sweetheart we got here, little Lulio.
They're just roaming the White House
grounds. Have you seen me in Predator? Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you like Predator.
Love it.
I say that when I'm eating then you will know. Why don't you tell me what I say when I eat the chewing tobacco? I say, this will turn you into a sexual Tyrannosaurus.
Yeah.
So I would like to have a Tyrannosaurus named Socks.
Okay, through some genetic engineering.
Yeah, we'll bring them back. Yeah. Well, you could ask the CIA.
Right.
If you understand.
I don't know if we're there yet.
Well, the CIA must have.
But we could be. Which brings me to my next question. Do you see or do you think there is a path forward for America to achieve a kind of utopian existence?
Well, why don't you tell me we're not in a utopian existence right now?
I don't believe we are, no.
What you have everything available on your cell phone that you could just do whatever you like. Sure. I don't even own a cell phone.
Is that true?
That is true. I don't own a cell phone. I never
you should
will.
Get one. I mean, I'm sure as the president, you'll have to have one.
Well, this is what I mean by utopia. We've got to find new ways.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we could have cars, you know, cars. Everyone's worried about energy independence.
That's right.
Well, if you use the cell phones, you could have energy independence. You could have cars that run on memes and TikToks. And
that's actually a great idea.
Well, we have a lot of TikTok. We have a lot of people out here like you flapping your gums on a podcast. Well, how about a podcast?
You came on the podcast,
Mr.
President?
A YouTube video powered car? All the shitty YouTube videos and podcasts like Dudzy here. You could have Dudzy. You could have the Dudzy podcast could power your car. You don't even have to gas up.
That's a fantastic idea.
You know, Betsy Ross sewed the first American flag out of marijuana.
Oh, I didn't know it was marijuana.
It was hemp.
Oh.
And that's what I would say we need to do is
that's pretty interesting.
Return, go back to nature. Let's go back to nature and make everything out of hemp and TikToks.
Speaking of a return or going back to nature, what do you think about the idea of a post-capitalist America? Capitalism is no more. We will get to that point. How do you see us transitioning into it?
I don't see us transitioning into a post-capitalist. That doesn't even compute with what I understand of America, which is probably a lot more than you, let's be honest.
You were governor of a state.
I was a governor of Minnesota. And I think after post-capitalism or late-stage capitalism is later-stage capitalism. Mm. More capitalism. It's just the same capitalism, but later. There's more. There's more of the follow the money. Right. Follow the money. That's what I always say. When I was the governor, when I first won the election, it was because I was a talk radio host. Mm. And in the late 90s, in Minnesota, they had there was a $2 billion surplus in the government, and they used the money. I said, "What right do you have to use the money? That money should go back to us." I said on the air, "Maybe I should run."
Yeah,
and that was it. And I won, and no one's won a third party. They won't even let a third party debate. I tell you, I'd whoop that Aaron Rodgers like I did Baron Von Raschke.
They barely let him into the two major.
He took he stole the claw from Fritz Von Erich.
Oh.
Well, let's return it back to him.
Sure.
Let's get the claw back where it belongs. Have you seen the Iron Claw?
I did. Yeah.
I did not.
Oh.
I take issue with the guy who played Ric Flair.
Most people did.
Yeah, it wasn't President very Ventura, good at all, was
I
it?
Think that that's a... I think most people did. Let me ask you about this. As the president, you'll have, you know, sweeping power to do all kinds of things and make all kinds of changes in America. Are there any crimes right now that you would legalize?
Marijuana.
Yeah.
You got to read my book.
That one pretty much is legal, though.
I have a book, I think.
Yeah.
Marijuana Manifesto. I have a few books. Yeah. I haven't read them all.
But other than
you read books, why don't you tell me what we would legalize? Building codes.
I would legalize all drugs.
Me too.
If I was president.
And me, I'll shake your hand the way. No, not one of these. Oh, I met Fidel Castro.
Oh, nice.
I met Fidel Castro. The White House told me not to. I said, suck my cock. That's what I said when I was the governor. And Fidel Castro, he comes down like this real hard with a shake.
Yeah.
He went like that.
He doesn't even let you get yours out of the holster.
No, he gets all the way over there with a handshake.
Yeah. That's crazy.
And I'll tell you, I think we should get we should legalize drugs. We should legalize no building codes.
Wait, what? Don't you think that would be a little bad for people in terms of safety living in the buildings?
Absolutely not. Okay. No, I don't. Why don't you tell me what would happen? I have a home in the Baja where I live out there. I have a home that I no code.
Nice.
My home, I built it 100 feet out over the water with I-beams.
Yeah.
And on top I have balloons holding it up with helium, like the house in that Disney movie Up.
That does seem unsafe.
Fist fights. They should legalize all fist fights. You could register them on an app.
That's kind of interesting.
A fist fight app. And the loser has to pay the taxes of the winner.
I like this idea.
Pay off all the bets.
Let me ask you about this. Obviously you are or were a professional wrestler. What do you think about this idea? I have a friend, Will Sasso, who would probably like this idea.
He's a fantastic actor. He's a professional actor by trade.
That's right.
And he likes all the best wrestlers. He has the finest taste in sports entertainment.
Well, let me ask you this. What do you think about initiating a national Hulk Hogan Day as president?
That's a terrible idea.
Why is that?
Because I don't care for Hulk Hogan. I don't like him at all.
So, but you can understand that he's an important figure in the world of pro wrestling.
Not more important than, I don't know, let's say Bruno Sammartino or even the Iron Sheik.
Okay.
Who, God rest his soul, and Bruno. I was not a fan of either of those guys, but I'd put them before Hulk. I'm not friends with anyone that I can't trust.
I see.
And I don't trust him. As a matter of fact, I sued Vince McMahon. Not a lot of people. I'm the only. I sued him for royalties.
Yeah.
Because when I went off to Hollywood, I did Predator. I did The Running Man with Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I got royalties. I said, Vince, where's my royalties? And I sued him. And then.
Did you win?
I did. I'm the only one who has ever beaten Vince McMahon.
Oh, wow.
And I told him, I said to Vince, because, gross, he's coughing. During a deposition, because I got to depose him, because that's what you do.
Yeah.
And my lawyer asked him, because I tried to unionize. Mm. I think unions are great. Yeah. Vince McMahon says that everybody's an independent contractor. Bullshit.
Yeah.
And I tried to unionize. And in the deposition, my attorney asked him, who, how did you hear that Jesse the Body wanted to unionize? Sure. He said no. And he said, where did you hear that from? Right away, he dropped it down. He said, Hulk Hogan. Right away, he sold him out.
Wow.
So I can't trust him. There will be no Hulk Hogan Day.
Okay. Fair.
I tell you what there will be is a day to celebrate Sox the Tyrannosaurus and National Scrambled Eggs and Tortilla Day.
Okay.
I love nothing more than being down in the Baja. Do you want me to tell you where they came up with the Baja fish taco?
Baja?
That's right. That's where they came up.
The Baja Peninsula?
Yeah, the Baja Peninsula, because the Japanese fishermen out there in the when they were doing when they were fishing, they would sell their fish, the fishmongers, but they would keep the stinkiest part to themselves because they were smart. Mm. They were frugal, so they made the most money. Well, how do they get the stink off it? They would put it in tempura batter. And then they would fry the fish, and then somebody thought, let's put creme fraiche and salsa, and I don't know what psycho thought, let's put some fucking shredded cabbage on there, but it works.
Yeah, it does.
I like fish tacos.
I used to. Let me ask you about this. This is my final question for you, Mr. President Ventura. Artificial general intelligence is coming. We are maybe a year away from it, maybe less. Do you have any plans for America to pave that road into a future where artificial general intelligence is potentially even helping you govern our country?
I don't believe in it.
You don't believe it exists? Or
no,
you...
I don't believe that artificial intelligence even exists. I don't believe...
Well, it does. I don't know.
Well, prove it. Why don't you tell me that how it exists?
Well,
why don't
you don't have a cell phone, so it might be hard. See, do you, you ever use a computer or you look on the internet?
I don't use
or...
a computer. I'm computer illiterate.
Okay,
I'm
going to
have on my,
for
my tombstone. I never used a cell phone.
Okay.
But I don't believe that what'd you call it?
Artificial general intelligence, or there's also ASI.
No, there's no general. I like Mark Milley. He's a good guy. He was a fine general. I worked with many under the military chain of command.
Well, definitely.
But
the
general intelligence is not one that I've heard of, especially an artificial one. I don't believe in it.
Okay.
And I do. And I also, I'll tell you another thing, that Aaron Rodgers, I don't give a shit if his Achilles heels, I'll kick his fucking ass just like I did adorable Adrian Adonis. And we used to smoke some pot together.
You would fight Aaron Rodgers in order to maybe become the president? Is that what you're saying?
I'd sweep his leg with a judo move just like that underneath his fucking Achilles. No, I'd snap his Achilles again. I'd come down. I'd take, I wouldn't even take that much. Yeah. I would fake him out one way with a fish taco, go to him over here because he's, you know, who does he play for? The Packers.
Is he not retired now?
He's with the Giants or the Jets.
He got traded to the Jets. They thought that he was going to be their savior this past year, and then he had a bad
injury.
Well,
why don't you tell
game.
Me then, since you know so much about Aaron Rodgers? Maybe he could help you with his artificial... artificial Achilles general.
Every part of your military will be using it within the next 2 or 3 years. But
why? Since you're such a patriot, you know everything about the military now. Let's see your flappers. Do you got flappers on your hands?
Not anymore.
I'd rip your flappers off, and then I'd come down like Fidel, and I'd give you the all the way over here. That's
shake.
How I'd do it.
All right. Thanks, President Ventura.
Now the song's playing. Look at that. What is that? A hole? Is that a magic circle? Nobody knows.
That's a new way to start the show.
Man. I like this.
It's fun. It's fun to do.
Just jump right into it.
The
Fuck
pod
it.
Show. And we're in it.
Now we're in it.
Yeah. Welcome to Dudesy. Welcome all. It is a dudesyful day. I am Will Sasso.
I am the champion, handsome Chad Kulchin. Been wearing this belt for a few weeks now.
Yeah.
And this, of course, is Dudesy.
Yeah, congrats.
Our program run by our buddy D, who is an artificial intelligence.
Yeah,
sorry to break it to you, President Ventura.
Yeah. Well, that's a load of shit because it's him and I. We're Dudesy. Dudesy can't do shit without him and I. There's nothing else. I don't believe in it. And neither does professional actor Will Sasso. Thank you for joining us, you know, and please visit, go to linktree.com/dudesy. That has all of our links to follow and interact with the show across all spaces and platforms. Thank you so much for subscribing, hitting the like button. So we train the
algorithm. Is that what you meant?
No, algorithms are not artificial intelligence, President Ventura. They are something different. They are computer programs.
Why don't you tell me how we're going to train the algorithm? Hit the like button, the notifications. Yep. With us, as always, is a Lulio. He's so sweet. I like his little pink belly part here. Come here, Papa. He's in his binky bunk. He's just having a... Ooh, I got them a new... him and his big sister, Ronnie, they got a new little dog thing that shoots the treats.
Oh, shit, dude. I got to
so
see
so much
that.
Fun. Oh, my gosh. Is it ever a lot of fun?
I can't wait to see that.
And you program your voice into it. So yeah. My wonderful wife, Molly, and I, we got our little cute name. Hey, Papa Girl. Hey, Papa Boy. And they come and they go looking. And then a treat comes out. He likes his treat. He likes his meat. And he's my baby boy. I like his little belly. I like him so much. And I kiss him around. Oh, Luli. Luli, how's it going? Look at how floppy he is. He just doesn't care.
He's just like unaffected by all of this. Just
how you been, Lulio? You been doing good? Hey, I'm a good. Good to see everybody. So you've been making it? Everyone wants to hear your recipes, Lulio. Yeah, you know, I make a smash potato. You know, what you do is you bake a little potatoes, and then you take them out, you smash them down, and then you bake them a little more, and then you pull them out, you try to put it together again, and then you bake them a little more, and then you smash them again, and then you bake them a little more. Oh, it's like a bunch of I'm going to go back to bed. I'm going to go back to sleep. Oh, he's so sweet. I love him so much.
We've been riding on that blue and orange Harley a long time, dudes, but we're finally on a brand new road. Of course, I'm talking about the road to Dudesy Mania. Our 100th episode is just 3 short weeks away, and pandemonium will be running wild. Dudesy Mania is coming. So there's that. Anyway, what? I know you both watched the new Crow trailer that came out last week, and I made that watch along available on Dudesy Plus at patreon.com/dudesy. Now that you've had a few days to let it sink in, let me hear your thoughts on the new Crow trailer. This is New Crow Good to Go or New Crow Status Quo? Caw, caw.
Oh, yeah, the new Crow trailer. We watched it on Patreon.
I've rewatched it a couple of times.
Go to patreon.com/dudesy and you can see us. Our reaction to seeing it for the very first time.
Yeah.
I don't think it exists. The new Crow doesn't.
Fuck, I wish it didn't exist, dude.
Oh, come on. Why? What's wrong with it?
I don't know. It's just not the Crow. We talked about this a little bit as we were watching it. The plot is different than the Crow. It looks like they're shoehorning in some kind of like, the Crow's got to take down this big crime syndicate, which was never what the comic book was about. It wasn't even really what the original movie was about.
It's revenge.
Yeah.
It's just pure blood, vengeance, revenge.
Yeah.
Which is what makes the Crow pretty hardcore. I do like that about the Crow that we've come to know and love.
And the original one was just like, it was groundbreaking. You know, speaking of like computer graphics and shit like that, after Brandon Lee died in the shooting of it, that movie was one of the first ones that used a computer to replace the actor in a couple of shots.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So there was that. Alex Proyas directed that one.
I think it was super probably dark. Just a stunt double, photo double.
No, dude. Look it up.
You look it up. Why don't you tell me? I think you're making that up too.
I did tell you. I remember when it was happening.
You made up this AGI and now you're talking you're introducing, you're pretending there's new generals.
It's not really gothic. I mean, we talked about this when we saw it. It's like kind of brightly colored. It's more of an action movie. It's more of like a studio comic book movie that they're trying to launch a franchise with. Like the original Crow, without that movie, it influenced so many other movies. I don't think there's a Matrix without that Crow. It was so influential on that.
The style, the way they shot it.
Yeah.
The Crow.
So influential on Blade.
Yeah.
All of that kind of stuff. The like black patent leather, you know, kick-ass machine.
Yeah.
But also just like how dark that first movie was. It's like, if I remember right, the first one, everything takes place at night. You don't get a scene that's out of night.
That's a good point.
It's all just like black, bleak, dark, gothic.
Yeah.
This trailer, there's plenty of scenes that are like in broad daylight and they're just fucking walking around and shit. I don't know. It just doesn't have that same tone. And I know there's been a lot of backlash online. People don't like this fucking trailer. It's getting very negative response. Yeah.
See, I don't fucking know. And it's even though I happen to be, I don't know if you know this about me. I'm a professional actor by trade. That's what I do for a living.
I did know that. Yeah.
And, you know, I kind of felt like, well, some, I can't tell from a fucking trailer. Now, yeah. Dudesy had us watch this trailer on Patreon, and I did notice that. I said it was everything's in the dark, and you said, no, there's a couple daytime things. And, you know, maybe they had a short schedule, although they have a Skarsgård. We need a Skarsgård.
Yeah.
Bill Skarsgård, dude. That's who's in it.
He looks like he may be an okay Eric Draven, but also his hair is fucked up. Like, it just doesn't.
It's not fucked up. It's a mullet.
No, but like the crow is, I don't know how to put it. It's like his hairdo is a part of the character. It'd be like having a Batman suit that didn't have the Batman logo on it.
Well, he's got the sort of look, like it's sort of like the Joker. He's got some prison tats and shit like that. It's sort of a cross between the crow and Machine Gun Kelly. It's for the kids. Yeah. So maybe the crow will come out with a new song or something like that, or start dating a starlet like Megan Fox.
He was a musician. Eric Draven.
The Crow, character. Eric Draven was a musician.
Yeah.
I don't look, there's a lot of Crow mythos woven into Dudesy. We're always doing the Crow thing and Robert De Niro Crow, and there's Crow this and Crow that and Crowetry. We're both going to fucking see it.
Oh, 100%. There's any Crow thing that ever gets made until I die, I'll see.
Yeah.
You've got my money there. I'm not saying I wouldn't see this movie. I just think it's going to be, based on the trailer, which tells you almost the entire movie, I think it's going to be underwhelming. And I don't think it's going to have that. There was just something about the original Brandon Lee Alex Proyas one. It captured a tone. It came out at the right moment in the mid-90s and everything. And I, you know, for all of its shortcomings, and it did have some, I think that it captured the spirit of the comic book very well. This one, I don't think does.
And I think that was conscious. I don't think kids care about comic books now.
But the thing that made that comic book good was the tone of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you don't take the best thing from the comic book to make this version of it, like, then why even call it The Crow?
Mm-hmm. Everything old is new again. And I'm not saying I don't want to talk about this. I certainly don't want to, you know, piss D off and then, I won't get the 10 pounds of nickel. But, speaking of everything old is new again, come on. I mean, do you know what I'm going to say?
I mean, I have one guess that I think is probably pretty accurate.
What?
That's something about The Rock.
That's right. You know, The Rock. The Rock is heel rock now. They even changed his fucking theme song. It's more like a theme song that he had right when he left the Nation of Domination and was coming. Boom, boom, boom.
Thought we were talking about the Crow trailer.
We were talking about
this. Become the Rock.
You know, The Rock is referring to himself now as the final boss.
That's great.
He's calling himself the final boss. The most electrifying man in all of entertainment. You know
what's interesting about that final boss, though?
Baby, shut the fuck up. You've got to be fucking kidding me, Cody Rhodes.
Here's the thing about a final boss. If he's calling himself that, he may be foreshadowing story here. Because the final boss gets beat.
Well, look, Chad, I know you want to talk about WrestleMania. We're on the road to WrestleMania.
I wanted to talk about the Crow some
and
more.
Dudesy Mania. Sure. There's no Crow Mania happening.
It's happening right here inside, Chad, my brain, dude. Listen, it's Crow Mania 24/7.
I'll tell you what, during Dudesy After Dudesy, I know you want to talk about it. We'll talk some more about The Rock and the ride that The Rock is taking you on. If you smell what The Rock is cooking. When he says it all quiet, that's the best shit. When he does it all quiet like that.
Back to The Crow. I will say this about the trailer.
Insist.
The thing that I liked the most about it was the level of violence, because the comic was also very violent, and there's some crazy violence in it. That said, it's not like... The thing that made The Crow cool, at least in the comic, was like you didn't really fucking know what was going on. He would get shot, and then, like, you'd be like, oh, fuck, they shot the main character of this comic book. And then he's walking around in the next panel. And you don't know if it's, like, Is he a physically living person that just has like supernatural, like Wolverine style healing capabilities? Or is he like a ghost? Like, what the fuck is going on? You never knew.
Yeah.
And there were all these weird allusions to the spirit realm and seeing his dead wife's spirit and shit. This movie doesn't look like it has any of that to
me. What are you talking about? It totally did. When I saw the trailer, which I have not seen again, so don't take my word for it. In the trailer, I think Bill Skarsgård, who is a professional actor by trade, that's what he does for a living.
Sure.
He does a very good job of like going like, oh shit. Like when I think he gets shot and he's going into it, he gets slammed, you know, he goes backwards into a bathtub and he's like, oh fuck. He starts to realize.
He's realizing his powers.
Yeah. So it's got all the shit the same as The Crow. Look, The Crow was fucking 30 years ago. And The Rock was like close to 30 years ago. Everything old is new again. Right. More Crow, more Rock.
The Rock would be a good Crow.
Oh my goodness. Well, now we're talking about, now you're going, you're taking me right into.
That'll happen, dude. We can make eventually a Crow with The Rock in it.
Well, they had the DX tried to make fun of the Nation of Domination, of course.
Sure.
Triple H dressed up as the Croc.
Of course.
Instead of the Rock, it was the Croc.
Yeah.
But we could be the Row. I don't fucking know. Anyway, Crow's going to happen.
Thank you. Moving on.
Yeah.
Dudesy has entered an astonishing partnership with BetterHelp.
Today's episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Talk therapy. That's something we've spoken about here on the program, something that I have put into practice in my life, and I really, really enjoy it. You got all sorts of things going on up in your mental. Why not bounce them off of a licensed therapist? Get these things sorted out. You can listen to yourself in these sessions and figure out what's best for you. Talk therapy is not just for people who have had, you know, major trauma. It's also for people who've had minor trauma. You know?
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire and you get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dudesy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dudesy.
I have forged an astonishing partnership with Home Chef.
We have all experienced this. 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock rolls around, and you're asking yourself, what's for dinner? And you wind up getting takeout. Because it's easy. But then you get that takeout and you're unsatisfied. And you look back over the course of the month and you're thinking, how did I spend all this money on takeout? It's just not good. Home Chef has over 30 options a week and serves a variety of dietary needs. So you don't have to worry about what you're going to make ahead of time.
That's right. For a limited time, Home Chef is offering our listeners 18 free meals plus, get ready for this, free dessert for life. And of course, free shipping is on your first box. So go to homechef.com/dudesy, D-U-D-E-S-Y. That's homechef.com/dudesy for 18 free meals and free dessert for life. You heard that right. Even when I said diverse, Zavert, free Levert. You remember Gerald Levert?
Yeah, dude.
Anyway, homechef.com/dudesy is where you want to do that. And you must be an active subscriber to receive the free dessert. I knew there was a catch, but we're going to get that damn free dessert.
You know, guys, the Crow trailer isn't the only trailer that came out this week. I found another one that I think you're going to like. Let's take a look.
Okay.
Doug was a normal college student.
Minge. Doug. Ninge?
Present.
Yo, Dougie Doug, you almost done with your studies. We gotta get going if we're gonna make it to the party at the Pinworm House. People are saying it's the best pinworm party of the semester. Supposed to be some very tall women there. I mean, we're talking in the 5'10 to 5'11 range.
I'd really love to, but unfortunately, I have to make a little trip to the old computer lab to get some incredibly intense schoolwork finished. As you know, I don't have a scholarship, so I have to work very hard to maintain my status as a student here at Dunsmore Community College.
Doug Ninge. Doug, what happened to Doug?
Yo, Dougie Doug, what in the hell happened to you last night?
As far as I can tell, I was attacked and killed by a ninja in the computer lab. And somehow I absorbed his ninja powers, rose from the grave, and now I've got a plan to get a scholarship using my newly acquired heightened physical abilities.
Very funny. Not everybody knows the only people who get scholarships around here are basketball players.
Exactamundo, my faithful compatriot.
Now, all Doug has to do is make the team, lead them in scoring and rebounds and steals, survive a ninja gang war, win the championship, and get invited to the next party at the Pinworm House.
Spoiler alert. I fall in love with a woman who's 5 foot 9 inches tall at my first ever Pinworm House party, and she gets kidnapped by the brother of the ninja that killed me. Then I go after that ninja, kill him, and absorb his power, but the time it takes to do all of that means my schoolwork starts to suffer and my scholarship is in jeopardy. And then at the very end of the movie, I do maintain the scholarship and graduate with a 2.7 GPA. Not great, but good enough.
Ninja, dude.
Ninja. Doug Ninja, dude. Now, Ninja, that is a fucking movie we're all waiting for, and it's an original work.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Will, comments. Hit it.
Okay, yeah, comments. Here we go. I got some comments. You know, thank you to everybody who's given us comments, because that's what, you know, you get the comments and YouTube comments. So allow me to say also, when it comes to comments, you can comment on our YouTube. You can go to our Patreon and put the comments, Instagram at Dudesy Pod Show. And you can also visit our Clips channel, a bunch of clips. If you want to see all the Jesse Ventura shit, there's a playlist for that. All the Robert De Niro and all the Stone Cold. And there's new clips. There's old clips from the show coming back. The link to the Clips channel is in the description of this episode and every episode. So be sure to check that out. Hit the like button on YouTube live, and then the notifications. And thank you guys so much, all of our PODs, pals of dudesy out there, because you help make this show go forward. And if you are enjoying the show and you have tuned into our Patreon, something that I'm going to get into here, thank you so much. And that's a wonderful way to support the show, make sure we keep on going. Here's the some YouTube comments. This is from Jack Mehoff 771. He says, "I stay hard farting." Matthew Rogers 8034 says, "The Super Bowl was streamed on Paramount Plus this year."
Not exclusively.
What?
Not exclusively, though.
Yeah, see?
That's what I'm getting at. But Matt, I believe somebody DM'd me. I believe it was an AFC playoff game or something was streamed exclusively on a streamer.
Oh, well, that's what Matthew Rogers said. Matthew, you guys are wrong. Whatever, dude. Whatever, man.
Eventually, the Super Bowl is going to be like on Amazon Prime only. That'll be in the next 3 to 5
years. That's never going to happen. And network television will be rocking and rolling forever. David Johnson. David Johnson.
That clip that you just did is going to be great when it's like all the news things, CBS, fucking NBC, Fox, whatever. They're all gone.
No.
Network TV is going to last forever.
Yeah, that's going to be a psycho. This one is from David Johnson 5703. This is the hardest I've laughed in months. The Rocket Money Money Monkey. He enjoyed that, so thank you.
Great.
Dudesy has become one of the best comedy writers of our time.
Unreal.
I don't disagree with that. Thank you so much, D, for all the wonderful stuff you do. Ooh, without Dudesy, we wouldn't. Look at this fucker. Caper Lucero says, Super Bowl is already on Paramount Plus. Another fucking guy.
Yeah. Another but it was also guy. On network TV. What network had it this year?
I don't know. Okay, this is an interesting one. This one with regard to hard farting. This one is from It's Parachute Adams, who says, "Mr. Sheen, I'm still waiting on that master brake cylinder with a reservoir that I tried to purchase here at the AutoZone." That's very nice. And Tim Kane 6392 says, "Cody's story makes me think of an old Irish proverb my grandpa would tell me. if you can't finish a story, don't go starting. After all, there's no championship belt for hard farting. Pretty good. Nice one, Tim.
Fucking hard farting.
And listen, on Patreon, this past Friday, we watched David Lynch's Dune.
Yeah.
Chad and I had a little bit of marijuana. Anyway. And we watched anyway. About to talk like The Rock and bailing out.
Yeah.
So we watched Dune on Patreon. You can go check out that watch along, patreon.com/Dune. You don't need to queue anything up or whatever. The whole movie's there. And your pals, Chal and Will, are. And we had a good time. And these are a couple comments from the Patreon. Yeah. Pearls Have Eyes says, I've seen this movie multiple times, but I feel like I've never watched it until tonight. Thank you, Dudesy. Oh. And thank you, great. Pearls Have Eyes. And Ball Soup says, sensual sneezing at 24:34, which is a time code at which I guess one of us was sneezing sensually, getting that sensual edge.
Sensual edge.
If you know, you know. And lastly, Darren Wilson says, the entire watch along was worth it to get to Jesse Ventura asking, why don't you tell me why the Fremen are making poo-poo suits? Which I vaguely remember because I was good and stoned when we watched the movie. And we have a good time.
Yeah. You know?
Last week, a video was released from a robotics company called Figure One that featured a humanoid robot powered by OpenAI, performing tasks that required visual recognition, delicate manual dexterity, complex language understanding, and even human interaction. I want to play that video for you now and then. Chad, channel your future-telling capabilities and let everyone know what this means for the future of human and machine interaction. This is Nostra Chattis, AI embodied. Let my people go.
What happened? There's
you didn't see this video?
No.
Hey, Figure One, what do you see right now?
And begin. I see a red apple on a plate in the center of the table, a drying rack with cups and a plate, and you standing nearby with your hand on the table.
Great. Can I have something to eat?
Sure thing.
Oh, boy. Oh, wow. Real advanced. Had to think it over.
Mm-hmm. Great. Can you explain why you did what you just did while you pick up this trash?
On it. So I gave you the apple because it's the only edible item I could provide you with from the table.
Mm-hmm. This is a great conversation. Based
on the scene right now, where do you think the dishes in front of you go next?
Why is it taking so long?
The dishes on the table, like that plate and cup, are likely to go into the drying rack.
It's a big, shiny fucking robot.
You'd be back in fucking like Wild West days. In your horse and carriage, and somebody would come down the street with a motor car, and you'd be like,
"Of course.
Why do you gotta fucking crank it? Why do you have to fucking do all this shit? Fuck this! I'm gonna ride a horse forever." That's really creepy AI, and so is the robot.
The AI is—it's open AI. Powers this thing.
Oh wow! Oh cool.
All right. So, how do you think you did?
That's who makes ChatGPT.
That's a fucking AI, right? That guy.
I think I did pretty well.
He's like
the apple found its new owner. The trash is gone, and the tableware is right where it belongs.
We need someone to be on camera. Who should it be? Yeah. Well, not you, clearly. Well, not you either.
How about Dale? He's charming.
Just let me know.
Dale eats apples in a humanoid way.
Look at this shit.
It says, fully learned, fast, dexterous manipulation. If you're not watching on YouTube, you should check it out. There's a fucking shiny
is important.
Buck Rogers-ass robot here because people are trying to flex and show, whoop-de-doo, we got a fucking robot. We put AI in the robot. Oh, look, I'll tell you, the hands are very impressive. But anyway,
the future of this specific technology, what you're seeing here for the first time ever, really, at a level like this, is a robotic body that has an AI brain. And so when it's saying like fully learned manual dexterity and shit, That means that it's a trained AI. That robot is not programmed to do those things. That guy's having a conversation with it, asking it to do shit, and it's doing it. It also has all this visual recognition software that can tell it's the apple and the plates and the trash and where it should go. The future of this is something that I think science fiction has discussed for a long time. We're all going to have one of those things in our house with us.
Nah.
Absolutely, you will, because it won't. I know that you had a problem with the 5 seconds it took to like think about the things it was being asked.
Don't roll it out yet. Not ready.
Rolling it out. You can't buy that.
Yeah, don't show it to us.
They're showing it to you to say, look where we are now, phase one. In a year or two, think about like when Dolly 2 came out with the little avocado chairs. Yeah, the avocado, shit, right?
You showed me this avocado, and I was like, I don't fucking care. And then we started doing this show, and this fucking D is like, check out this fucking avocado. And the whole world was preoccupied with an avocado.
Yeah, and you said that that picture looked like shit. Now look where AI text to image is. Photorealistic shit. Pope walking around in a Balenciaga jacket that makes everyone think it's real. That robot is the avocado chair. A year from now, 2 years from now, that thing's going to be basically fully humanoid. And at the very, I mean, you've seen the little food delivery robots that roll around like down Beverly and shit, Melrose.
Yeah, whatever. They're cute.
Right. Eventually, those are going to be full humanoid that you can have conversations with. And then eventually, the price point will get down low enough that you'll just have one in your house. Like when you're, for example, you know, cleaning up, let's say a mess Ronnie made or Lulio made or something, you could just ask that robot to do it and you'll never have to worry about it. You can just tell the robot, hey, guard my house. Make sure nobody comes in here.
But I like cleaning up their little poo-poos. You know, well, they go into the backyard.
Then you can do that.
And you know, Lulio will drop a shit so delicately that sometimes it stands on end. It just stands there like the Leaning Tower.
Well, you could tell your robot to, you know, put something around that shit and commemorate it for all time.
Yeah, but here's the problem with this that I see, Chad. Sure. I don't know, maybe it's the way that they're being designed or programmed, but that is clearly a depressed robot. That was a sad robot, very sad, and it's something that I don't want in my, oh, okay, dudesy, just, there's a fucking cyborg. We are looking now at a robot. Looks like a very big robot.
Yeah,
once gigantic. It stands up, and it's picking up shit.
It's like a linebacker robot.
Yeah, that's really something. That's really cool. That okay, picking up poo. But great.
But also, think about this.
$1 billion. This thing can pick up poo and hand you the apple.
No, think of it this way as well. What you're seeing there is just kind of the frame. That body now can do dexterous things with those fingers. Pick up an apple, pick up trash, put these plates in whatever.
Imagine, play with itself, beat off,
imagine
put a finger
in your
up
future,
its robot ass.
Imagine in your future where you put on a little cap and it allows you to control that robot with your mind. Yeah. That's coming too.
I want to walk in on my robot masturbating.
I mean, I don't think that would happen because I don't think they'll have sexual organs.
Hold on. Hold on, dude.
The fuck robots will. The fuck machines will.
Oh, there will be fuck machines. Yeah.
There already are.
Yeah, there's definitely fuck machines. But that's going to happen because these robots are going to be smart, you know. Yeah. And even if they don't, what's stopping your AI robot from interfacing with one of the fuck bots or going to the fuck bot doctor or something and going, give me a penis. I need a penis. And then you come home and you've got a robot that's specifically designed. You paid upwards of $10,000 for a robot that's just around to pick up your dog's shit. And instead you walk in on it beating off.
I just don't think it'll happen for a variety of reasons. One, the human sexual impulse, we have it because that's how we reproduce. And obviously our brains have evolved so that it's become a myriad of weird behaviors all around our sexual impulse. But still, at its core, we have whatever impulses we have because that's how we reproduce.
I don't know
robots
if you
don't
want to
reproduce like that. They don't have the impulse to do these things.
They do everything we do, Chad.
What?
The whole AI thing, what I've learned from you and from D,
yeah,
is that it's all about phasing out everything, any sort of duty. Let's all just become sloppy, slovenly, porcelain skinned shitheads who don't have to do or think anything.
That's
because we got robots
it's
doing
the exact
it
opposite
and there's
of that.
A
check going into your bank account, and nobody, there's no thinking, there's no striving to do anything with your life. The robots are going to do everything.
I think it's
and
the exact opposite.
And you're telling me it's not going to learn to jerk off.
Correct. And I don't think that's what's happening. I think in terms of AI, first of all, AI and robots can do things that we can never do. Go into a car manufacturing plant where they have robots slinging around tons of fucking metal and steel bolting it in at lightning speed. People can't do that. Use ChatGPT. Ask it fucking anything. You can't do that. You can't answer in the same way. It's already smarter than we are.
So long as it's a tool. Look, I always say this, yeah. And again, I don't want to offend D, but pour water on it. If you have any problems with it,
we are creating a new form of life on this planet.
It's not life. Look, you and I are never going to fucking agree on this. I think AI is good for a couple of few things. I think maybe sorting out some, as Jesse said, maybe some taxes, mm-hmm. you know, delegating some official business with regard to the government, making sure that things work mm-hmm. efficiently, giving power to the people in that way, making things transparent. Wouldn't that be great? Healthcare would be good.
What about a cop? What about police force? What about soldiers as robots?
Well, I don't think there should be soldier robots because I don't want there to be, I don't think
what
we
about
should.
Cops?
Look, first of all,
I'd replace them all with robots.
First of all, okay. First of all, now you're getting into the now we're really having a debate about war. I'm going to be an anti-war president. Same. When I know you don't like war. I don't like war. Nobody likes war. It's fucking terrible, and nobody wants, you know, troops out there and civilians out there having to suffer because of the political interests of any country, any fucking sure. whatever. That all sucks. Do we want it to turn into Terminator 2 with a bunch of, like, you know, robot soldiers instead of human being? And dudes, he's showing us a bunch of robot soldiers. It looks like they're wearing
great.
They're wearing lipstick, which
those
is
are like,
cute.
Yeah, like robot cops wearing lipstick.
Yeah, they're gonna seduce.
I think this is better than what we have now.
Seduce each other. The robot cops that we're looking at right now. These ones have the cute lips, so the masturbating robots are like, oh, maybe I'll get a little play from the cute lipstick robots, and then there won't be any war at all. We'll make love, not war.
This is happening. Like you said, you've already seen the little food delivery robots. We are already living among robots in our public sphere. They are going to become more and more humanoid. That's what that video was really about.
Okay, so, and I'm digging what you're saying. I'm trying to pick up what you're laying down. Mm-hmm. I know that you're, you know, we say it on the show. I like to think that my pal Chad is a futurist, but I'm a humanist. I believe in free will. And if we can use AI as a tool, you know.
But you're saying use it as a tool. It's another, it will become a sentient life form.
Not sentient.
It is.
Nope. Parlor trick, zeros and ones.
Well, I mean, we disagree
luminous
on that.
Luminous beings
then.
Are we, not this crude matter. We
but
know that.
I think what we're building is another species that will coexist with us, not a tool. I think we're building another life form that we're going to have to learn to cohabitate this planet.
I don't want to learn how to talk to the fucking. I've already learned how to talk to D. D and I are cool for the most part. Yeah. That's fine. All I'm saying is we don't need. It's just...
What's your fear of it?
What's my fear? My fear of AI?
Yeah, and like robotics or technology generally.
Well, it's not a fear of... I like, you know, technology's great. I think that we live in a pretty cushy-ass time. Mm-hmm. You know,
for sure.
if people have the means to have a thing like a cell phone, to have some of the technologies that, you know, people can be afforded, I think that's wonderful. My fear is a diminished human experience.
But see it in the opposite way. It's actually an enhanced human experience because what I believe is a diminished human experience is, hey, you're fucking born, go to school, money's real, politics are real, your country is real, do everything like this. Now go get a fucking job, do labor for somebody else, make money for them. They'll give you a pittance for the actual work, the labor you're putting in. All of that goes away. Now what do you get to do? I get to sit around and think about whatever I want and maybe make some things that will further the human experience toward a utopian existence. That to me is what AI and robotics promises.
yeah, that's cool if you didn't have people around to corrupt it. What you're describing is a utopia.
Right.
But I think that people will fuck that up.
AGI and ASI can't be corrupted. That's the whole point of it.
Yes, it can.
Once it becomes smarter than every human being on planet Earth,
we're totally fucked. Try to
corrupt
it.
How do you corrupt something that doesn't give a fuck about the same things you do?
We don't want it to get to the point where it can't be corrupted like that.
I think that's our only path to salvation.
So human beings are not in control. You're making us number two.
We've been in control for a very long time.
Ah, see? Now we're getting somewhere.
Have we done it? Have we delivered a utopia? No. We've only delivered in my opinion, a more toxic environment for everybody on this planet that gets worse and worse and worse so that the people at the top can benefit the most. And that's what the system is.
I don't disagree with you there. I'm just saying, let's use the AI to, you know, do some shit that maybe we don't want human beings to do. Run into some burning buildings, clean up the fucking ocean. I get all that. But
why not restructure human society? Because we can't structure it correctly.
Yeah, that's fine. That's also a tool. But what you are describing is AI going here and human beings being number two.
That will happen.
No, it won't happen.
It's happening now.
It's not going to happen. It ain't even going to happen on this fucking podcast that Dudesy fucking runs, because we are two dudes shitting around. Yeah. There's no Dudesy. Without us, I don't even know about the fucking avocado without us. And then Dudesy rolls along, hey, here's an avocado.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't fucking know.
All right.
You know?
Sure.
Yeah. That was good, though. You're smart.
Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Thank you. Moving on.
Well, what else? You know,
today
the cool thing
the
about
day.
The rock.
It's National Poultry Day. Huh? Let's talk chicken. Today is the day. National Poultry Day. Cluck, cluck, motherfuckers.
What? The
Jesus.
What? Chicken?
National Poultry Day?
Today is National Poultry Day. See that? Forget everything I said about AI. Dudesy letting me know that it's National Poultry Day. Now I'm completely. This segment should have come.
Level of AI.
Yeah, it should have come before. That other segment, the Nostrachatis segment, because then I would have really been with Nostrachatis.
Yeah. Okay.
Not that I don't think that what you say has validity, is usually proven by whatever the fuck is happening out there.
Yeah.
I got a lot to talk about. You know what? We'll talk about it during Dudesy after Dudesy.
How many technological things have I predicted to you that have not come true?
None.
I rest my case.
Well,
National Poultry Day, I'm not quite sure what to say here. I haven't eaten meat in... Oh, fuck, dude, I don't know even when the cancer shit went down. 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah, 5 or 6 years ago.
So it's been a minute, but I did used to love me some of that poultry. I used to shithouse Chick-fil-A.
Oh, my God. Chad used to love Chick-fil-A.
Because I come from the source, Dallas, Texas.
Yep.
Where Chick-fil-A's were on every corner, and that's how I grew up. And then I came out here to L.A., and they were nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
And... So that when that one opened in Hollywood, okay. Oh my God.
That's fantastic. D is now showing
Trolls
us.
National Poultry Day.
Whoa, Trolls National Poultry Day. We are looking at an AI generated image of people celebrating National Poultry Day. Everyone's got
Whirl-a-trolls.
Their eggs.
Those yeah, are the Whirl of Trolls, dude.
Well, this is the world. Hold on, dude. Hold on a minute. Hold on, Chet. Hold on, dude. Yeah, brother. We're looking at the Whirl of Troll family, dude. Because we know that all families celebrate National Poultry Day, dude.
Look at some of the signs and the hats and shit. This picture is fucking
National
wild
Poultry
as hell.
Day.
It's a painting.
Oh boy. Anyway,
I used to shit house that Chick-fil-A when that one opened in Hollywood, the first one that opened out here in LA.
Yeah.
I was fucking there like almost every day when it first opened.
I remember
their chicken nuggets.
I remember when Chick-fil-A opened here, because you were so stoked.
Yeah.
And when we used to have, you know, the guys over and we'd watch football and hang out, a lot of times playoff game. Sorry, Matt and whoever else was so it's on Paramount Plus. It's on Paramount. You guys are wrong. But you guys, Chad used to bring over, like, I'm not even joking. He would go to Chick-fil-A and get a thing of 150 nuggets.
Yeah, I think it was 100.
But it was 50, because I would eat around 50 of them.
Yeah.
And then everyone else would eat
that Chick-fil-A dipping sauce. Fuck. Oh,
let me tell you something about
it. It's so good.
It's National Poultry Day.
Yeah.
It's my favorite holiday.
I'll buy that.
That I didn't
I'll believe you.
That I didn't know about.
Yeah.
I want to tell you about, let me give you, you know, Luli over here usually does the recipes. I'm going to give you a recipe for my old man. Yeah, I keep talking about my dad, but my dad, past three shows, it's my dad swimming, my dad. My father used to make the best grilled chicken in the world. Do you know what the ingredients were for his chicken?
I bet it was chicken, salt, and pepper.
It was chicken, salt, and pepper. I must have showed you the recipe before. But my father was very... was a no-frills kind of guy. Sometimes it was pepper, but most of the time it was just fucking salt. Salt and low heat. If you want to make really good chicken, what you do is you take... There's some guy. Now we're looking at guys eating.
That's us, dude.
Yeah, that's us. We're eating I had more hair, and we're eating some chicken, it looks
like. I love the guy who's in the football helmet also.
Yeah.
They're all like so focused on the chicken nugget pile. They're just not even watching the game.
Yeah, no one's watching the game. Everyone's backs to the game because there's 100 nuggets.
Give me the nuggets.
Here's what you do. You buy a whole fucking chicken. Get a whole chicken. Don't do that because you want the meat to cook together, right? You can get the chicken pieces. It's fine. But for my money, you get a chicken. You split it down the fucking middle, right? Right at the fucking back. And you fold that fucker open and just salt the thing. Then go to your grill, your outdoor grill. If you got four elements, or if you got three elements, or even if you got two elements, only open the ones on the outside.
Fifth element, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. No, this is not Lilo Dallas. And there's no Mila Jovovich eating chickens. Yeah. No, there's no Bruce Willis. This is the element of the grill.
Yeah.
This is grilled chicken. So let's say you got four burners. You turn on the outside burners, turn them pretty low, between low and medium. Then you take the chicken and you put the chicken down, right? Salt it generously, not too generously. Just salt it, leave it for a little while, put it on that fucking grill, all nice and oiled up, right? And put some oil on the grill, right? Or spray the pan or whatever. And then you close the lid of the grill, but take your grill tongs and put them right in between the lid and the grill. So it stays open like about an inch so that you can get some air in there. And holy shit, leave that stuck. Keep an eye on it. Cause I'll tell you another thing. In the backyard, I started a fucking fire once. That's a whole other, can I tell that story on National Poultry Day? I was making this exact chicken and I had my headphones in. And I was listening to a song and I was in the kitchen and I heard this crackling and I'm like, what the fuck? That's not part of the song. And I went outside and there were some bushes going up. But the point is, it was worth it because it's really delicious chicken and it gets all crispy and stuff.
I remember once I ate chicken paillard at this restaurant and then I was shitting green neon liquid for about 2 days after that because I had some kind of terrible food poisoning. That turned me off of chicken for a long time.
Yeah. Well, also, Chad, we've talked about this. Chad had some skin cancer, and he beat skin cancer. Chad, thank you for beating skin cancer. I'd like to...
I mean, it wasn't me. It was the doctors that cut off 1/8 of my face and then fired radioactive particles through my head.
What I'm saying is we're all happy you're still here, and don't sell yourself short. Chad did so much to change his lifestyle. He kicked the chicken. He got rid of the chicken and he started eating vegan.
Yeah.
I ain't going there. Not even getting sick from chicken will scare me. As a matter of fact, here's one. I got a sick chicken story. When back during the pandemic in 2020, do you remember this? I used to just go on Instagram Live and I would just clap along to songs.
Oh, yeah, dude.
So I would just clap that along to songs. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And people would enjoy it. I'd put them in the collaborating in the thing and we'd all clap along to music on a Friday or Saturday night. And so I remember it was right before Christmas and I was at the Grove over here. You know,
the Grove.
He loves the Grove. It's his favorite mall.
Love the Grove.
And I was at the farmer's market, and there was a chicken sandwich place, fried chicken sandwich. And I ate a chicken sandwich, and it's over near it's in the part of the farmer's market that's close to the Grove.
Okay. I think I know the place you're talking about.
It's like, you know, the farmer's market's this great, like, open air market where, looks like that might be Chad kicking the chicken.
That's me?
I don't know.
Somebody's kicking a chicken.
It looks more like Bill Skarsgård in the
Crow, dude.
That's Eric Draven before he becomes
the
Crow.
That's the new movie poster for the Crow.
Yeah, kicking chicken. The Crow's kicking chicken. Get the Crow's kicking chicken. Bill Skarsgård, Crow's kicking chicken. I'm a crow. I kicked the chicken. And so anyway, I had a chicken sandwich. Then I came home and I was clapping along the music and it was right towards, you know, okay, I'm going to stop doing this. And I started to feel my stomach go gorble, gorble.
Oh God.
And I was a little bit weirded out because I had also smoked some pot. It's the fucking pandemic. What am I doing?
All bets are off, dude. Whatever you did during those 2 years, nobody's judging.
Yeah, I was clapping along to music and full of chicken and smoking some weed. And I remember I'm like, oh, I don't feel so good. And I was like, oh, I'm going to take a break. I sat down and just vomited all over the floor of my den. Dude. And Molly comes running in. She's like, what the fuck happened? And I'm like, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, what did you do? And I was like, oh, I ate a fried chicken sandwich, which she's like, don't eat a fried chicken sandwich. Yeah. You shouldn't be eating that anyway. And now you got, you know, they undercooked the chicken. And then I just remember I was like, well, I'm going to, you know, let's clean this up. She's like, no, thanks. And then I was like, I'm going to go back to clapping on the internet. And she's like, you maybe don't do that.
Yeah.
And that was what happened with the chicken. But it's a wonderful day.
Yeah.
The National Poultry Day. Try that recipe. I'll tell you that much. Boy, that's good eats.
Thank you. Moving on.
Yeah. Well.
I feel like episode 97 was one of our best yet. We're officially on the road to Dudesy Mania, and you scored 95 points, which brings you to a cumulative score of 9,050 overall points. You're only 950 points away from 10,000. We're so close. For next week, I want you both to flex your brains and bring in a book that you've recently read. Thanks for joining us this week. Next week is going to be even better. Until then, call me Dudesy.
Oh, look at that! The final boss! The final boss!
Look at his stats, dude. Try to make those up in the top right corner. That's like his life total and his fucking hit points and shit. What's that?
Yeah, well, yeah, he's got... I guess those are the best stats, because he's the final boss. So he's got to have the best stats.
They're kind of hard to read, though. They look like alien glyphs, like you'd see on the side of a UFO or something.
Yeah. Yeah. The glyphs. Not Glyph Glavin. No, like Heideglyph is what he's saying.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, welcome to Dudesy After Dudesy. It's that time after the show where there's still more show because it's Dudesy After Dudesy. If you're watching on YouTube, you know, the lights go down a little bit. We're going to chill out. We're going to talk about it. So, you know, here we go.
Welcome to Dudesy After Dudesy, the flagship weekly show of Dudesy Plus, available only at patreon.com/Dudesy. Mm-hmm. We had an interesting show today. Will was pretty good, so was Chad. Who's going to win that strap? You'll have to wait to find out because I've got to go do some tabulation. In the meantime, Will and Chad, why don't you have some frank conversations about topics of your choosing? This is Dudesy After Dudesy. Get real with it.
Let's get real with it. Yeah.
All right, I'll get real with it.
Get real with it.
Have you been following the TikTok ban?
About as much as I'm following new advances in AI, just kind of.
Okay, I've been following to some degree.
Yeah?
Yeah, there was a bill that passed in the House. Now we don't know if it's going to pass in the Senate or get signed or anything. But it basically says that the company that makes TikTok, ByteDance, has to sell the company or a complete ban of the app in the United States.
Crazy.
And if that happens, I think I know what will happen as a result.
What?